please send me an email at irkar1@gmail.com. That's irkar1@gmail.com. That's irkar1@gmail.com. And we are going to, we'll get together, and I want to hear stories. I want to hear people talking about the importance of our mothers, because my mother was an extraordinarily huge part of my life. And she left us way too soon. And I want people to share their stories of Native moms. You know, let's talk about mom. You know, we don't have to, it doesn't have to be Mother's Day to talk about mom. So we're going to talk about mom, and we're going to talk about the role of a Native woman in the family, and how important that role is for a lot of nations across the world. So we are done. This is Ceremonies You Belong Here, Belong Down Here with Us. And stay tuned till next week. Miigwech, my brothers and sisters, and I will see you, I will speak to you next week.
Hey, how's it going? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. My name is Marcus. I'm filling in for Christian and Fleur for Are You Aware Radio, music that has something to say. Happy New Year. How's your New Year going? I hope it's going well. Mine's going A-OK. That was Beekeeper, and the song's called There's a Reason. I found out about that band at CITR Fun Drive last month. Yeah, good song by them. And they're supporters of CITR, everyone's favorite radio station. What should we play next?
Finding lies, all the answers in the
That band's called Elias. They're local, and they're sounding great. I first found out about them a few years ago when they played an Are You Aware event. So for those, well, I guess I'll just explain the premise of the show. What we do here is we try to play local music, but the focus is on music that has something to say, which is why the show is called Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. And yeah, we try to play local bands and sometimes non-local bands. And the common theme is that all our bands use their energies, whether it's, you know, donating their performances or putting it in their lyrics, for music that has a message of social awareness and social justice. And so it's just, it's not just, you know, like a bunch of tunes for good times. It's that, and it's also a social message for us all to be aware of, you know, playing our part in the world and making a difference and fighting for things we believe in, whatever those things may be. That last band was called Elias. Like I said, they're local. And that's All We Want, the title track from their 2008 album. Elias has worked with Are You Aware before to put on events to benefit Oxfam. And they've also worked with War Child as well, which is a pretty famous charity you might have seen on TV. And we started off the hour with Beekeeper again. That song is called There's a Reason. Also another local band. My name's Marcus. I'm filling in for Fleur and Christian. They're both your usual hosts, and they're just away traveling. So I hope I know what I'm doing, because otherwise you should hope I know what I'm doing, because otherwise you're going to be listening to lots of silence on the radio, and that's no fun.
I was born,
Did you recognize that guy's voice? That's Damon Albarn from Blur. That was, I guess, his first thing that made him famous was Blur. And then you might have known him as 2D of Gorillaz. Let's talk about Gorillaz for a second, because I have a bone to pick with Damon Albarn. I feel he owes me, because I don't think it's fair for someone to build me up like some sort of buttercup, only to break me down. So Gorillaz, they released their first album in 01, and people were pretty blown away. I think everyone liked that one. It took them 4 years until 05 to release their next album, Demon Days. And that, in my opinion, that was amazing and even better than the first album, which was great. And I think most people would say the second album was on par, if not better, than the first album. Some people like the first album a little bit better. That's okay. Now, the next album takes another 5 years to release in 2010, and that was Plastic Beach. So if you're going to release your first album, blow everyone away, and then 4 years later release your second album and blow more people away, I think if you're going to take 5 years to release your third album, it should be really great. Except Damon Albarn, you broke my heart, and it wasn't. Plastic Beach, in my opinion, was a piece of crap. And I was very disappointed. That's just my opinion. But you know what? He gave us, Damon Albarn and Gorillaz, they gave us all a Christmas present in 2010. They released a free album called The Fall over the internet. And I think it was only free for their fan club. But if it's free for their fan club, it's, you know, everything's free, I guess, in a way. Mixtapes, right? You make mixtapes for your friends. And that is called Revolving Doors. It's one of the tracks off of the Fall, which was released the free Christmas album. The interesting thing about this album is it's really quite impressive, because it was made mostly on an iPad, that new you know, that new thing that Steve Jobs from Apple made, and some amazing technology in that little thin sliver of metal and glass. And that album was made on an iPad while Damon Albarn was touring with Gorillaz. So, I don't know, I don't get it. If you can put out an album that's all sorts of funky sounds and just generally a good listen, which is what The Fall is, if you can do that on an iPad while touring, I don't know why you can't put out an awesome album of ridiculous music when in 5 years of studio time. So that's me. Thumbs down to Plastic Beach and thumbs up to The Fall. So check it out. It's free online, and I'm sure you can find it somewhere. That song, again, is called Revolving Doors, and it's my personal favorite pick of the moment from The Fall.
New York is you, the ones who can you hear? Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/sasc.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Marcus, and the show is called Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say. The song we heard just now was Eyes on Fire by Outer National. And they are a band that is obviously very politically charged. And they definitely have something to say. Yeah. They're actually kind of interesting. They if you look at pictures online of them, they kind of remind me maybe like a modern day version of The Clash. Which kind of fits in with the song I played before that, Gorillaz, because a couple members of The Clash are actually touring with Gorillaz right now. So Outer National, they've worked with people like Tom Morello, the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave and The Night Watchman, and also Chad Smith, the drummer from Red Hot Chili Peppers and Will Ferrell Lookalike. So I guess, you know, they're getting quite a bit of attention. And a very politically charged band, as I said. Here is a story that I found about them. So our story goes back to 1948, when a plane crashed near Los Gatos Canyon in Central California. And on this plane, there were three crew members and one security guard. And there were also 28 Mexican migrant workers. And when the plane crashed in the canyon, the New York Times reported saying that four Americans died and 28 deportees. And what happened was Woody Guthrie, the famous folk musician, activist dude, he read this story, and he didn't take kindly to the fact that there were four Americans, and they seemed to be more important than just a bunch of deportees when there were 28 Mexican people who also died on the flight. So he wrote a song called Deportees based on that article in the New York Times. And recently, in I guess this was around May of last year, Outer National, this band I'm talking about, they covered the song with the help of Tom Morello, aforementioned guitarist of Rage Against the Machine fame. And they released it in protest of the laws that were passed in Arizona against illegal immigrants that were really controversial. So I just found out about this song today, actually, because I had listened to other Outer National songs, but I didn't know about this one. So I think we are going to try it and see what happens. This is Outer National featuring Tom Morello of the Night Watchman. The song is a cover of Woody Guthrie, Deportees.
The crops are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piling, they're Creoso dumps. They're flying you back to the Mexican border to pay all your money and wade back again. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye to Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplanes. All they will call you will be father's own father. He waded that river, they took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come work in the fruit trees, they rode the big trucks till they laid down and died. Some of us are illegal and some are not wanted. When contract is out, we've got to move on. It's 600 miles to the Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye to Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplanes. All they will call you will be deportees.
An airplane caught fire below Gatos Canyon.
Like a fireball of lightning, it shook all our hills. Who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves?
The radio says they are just deportees. We died in your valleys and died in your deserts. We died in your hills and we died on your plains.
We died beneath your trees and we died in your bushes. Both sides of the river, we died just the same.
Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye to Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplanes. All they will call you will be deportees.
The best way we could grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we could grow our good fruit?
To fall like the dry leaves that ride on the topsoil and be called by no name except
deportees.
Hey there, good looking. What you doing tomorrow night? I'm going to this thing.
Friday, January 7th, join those creative forces, Discorder Magazine, and Vancouver is Awesome, as they party with some of Vancouver's best local bands. 41st and Home, Oh No Yoko, the O'Wells and Fax will be rocking the Biltmore Cabaret stage. The show starts at 8 p.m. and tickets are $10. So come by the Biltmore Cabaret Friday, January 7th, to party with your favorite Vancouver reporters.
So one thing about me that I enjoy is everyone makes fun of my musical taste. And I like that a lot because it's fun to argue about music. It's, I don't know, it's what music nerds do. One of my favorite bands is Counting Crows. You might know them from their 1993 hit, Mr. Jones. That was off their album August and Everything After, their big major label debut. And they just play pop music that's on the radio. And they did a cover of Big Yellow Taxi, which many people thought was horrendous. And that featured some girl, Michelle. I don't know. It was very poppy, and many people think they're meaningless pop drivel. But you know me, I like that stuff, and I like them, especially today because it's a good opportunity to play some Counting Crows on this show. We try to feature bands that have a social message, and the Counting Crows actually started their own charitable foundation called Greybird Foundation. And it's based on basically the American dream. It's based on the belief that every person can make a difference and every person matters. And that's what the Greybird Foundation is all about. At every Counting Crows concert, they try to have a food drive. And the food they collect goes to help local people in need. So they're giving back to the communities where they play. They also do a lot of work surrounding voter education in the United States. And they're just generally cool dudes who make great music, in my opinion. I mentioned that their big hit, Mr. Jones, that drunken people love to sing, I guess, in the middle of the night, was from 1993. I was a fan, actually, from 1993 all the way until 2002, so almost a decade. Actually, I've been a fan for decades, because I'm like that. But I think even though their big hit was in 93, my favorite album from then is 2002. I love being on the radio because I can just tell you this. Usually I have to find people who want to hear this or just kind of want to hear it, and then I just like hold them down and tell them my love for the Counting Crows. But you're listening to me out in radio land, and I can just talk at you. It's great. I love it. So yeah, 2002, way after they were famous with their big hit, I think they actually released some of their best work. It's an album called Hard Candy. I think Madonna has an album from 05 also called Hard Candy, and she was just obviously taking cues from Counting Crows, majorly influential and important band of our time. And this is my favorite Counting Crows song from that album. It's called Up All Night, and in brackets, Frankie Miller Goes to Hollywood. Check it out.
Summer. Just right, put your jeans on tight, wear a dress so I can get it off really easy. 'Cause I've been thinking I'd like to see your eyes open up real wide the minute that you see me. If you don't come through,
yeah, yeah. Did you like that? Did you sing along with the na na na's? So I did. I turned off the on-air mic, and I just had myself a little dance party right here in the studio because it's late and there's not many people around. And I, waving my hands in the air like I just don't care and singing na 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 and dancing around. It's awesome. It's great.
Saturday, January 8th, the 2011 UBC Student Leadership Conference is happening here at the Vancouver campus. More than 1,100 student delegates across UBC and the Lower Mainland will take part in one of the largest student development conferences in North America. This conference features a keynote address from motivational speaker Drew Dudley, as well as Ben, Duncan, Dave, and Johnny from the hit TV show The Buried Life. As well, there will be new case study sessions focusing on UBC's strategic plan, Place and Promise, involving students, staff, faculty, and alumni, and over 60 workshops covering topics from social media and sustainability to project management and volunteering abroad. Feature presenter sessions will include author and leadership expert Cheryl Cran, Hootsuite Marketing Director Dave Olson, and Paralympic swimmer Donovan Tidesley. For a full list of sessions, visit slc.ubc.ca. All delegates must register online to attend the conference. See you there.
Stewie, hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ. Yeah, that hurt? That hurt?
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good, does it? No, huh? Yeah.
CITR would like to thank everyone who donated their time, love, and money to Fund Drive 2010. The money raised goes directly into the operating costs of keeping our station on the air. To thank you for your donation, we have prizes that are waiting for you here. If you have not yet picked up your prizes, now is the time. Come down to CITR World Headquarters in room 233 of the Student Union Building on UBC campus between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
Pay your pledge. Get your prizes. It's that simple.
Yeah, so speaking of CITR Fun Drive, I started off the hour with Beekeeper, which is a band I saw covering some, like, doing some really great covers of Our Lady Peace songs at the Fun Drive, the finale party, and that was freaking awesome. Another band I found is the Abramson Singers. It's actually, Abramson Singers are more or less one person, Leah Abramson, and she uses modern-day studio magic and computers wizardry to layer her voice over itself and sound like a choir, hence the name Abramson Singers. In February 2010, she released this album, self-titled. I got a chance to listen to it after I met her at the show, and it's really, I think it's really special, and it's great. I'm just in love with it and listening to it over and over again. It's got a lot of good songs, and it's hard for me to, well, you know, it's got so many great songs, actually, that I decided to pick two to play. And it was hard to pick which two because they're all so awesome. So you should maybe look her up and download her album, buy it somewhere. It's really good stuff. So check it out. I think the first track I'll play is Call It Something Else, and the second one is called You Don't Love Me. This is the Abramson Singers off their 2010 debut self-titled album.
Don't call it by its name. Don't wait.
I just really love that. Some really lush sounds on this album by the Abramson Singers. That song you just heard was You Don't Love Me, and the one before that was called Something Else. Bleak just rolled in here. Haven't seen him for a while. Yeah, how's it going, Bleak?
It's all good.
Yeah. Here's his show promo, which is it's coming up next at 7:30.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. Press the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
So get this. You put on your collared shirt and you button it up and you put on your dress pants and you shine up your shoes and you put them on. You wear a belt and you, like, do your hair and all that stuff. And you go to work at your office Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 5. And, it's good. You work. Idle hands are the devil's plaything, right? So you work, and people there are cool, but it's an office. People are crunching numbers, typing up stuff. And most days it's pretty quiet because people are working away in front of their computers. And then one day you talk to your boss and she tells you that her brother is something of a rock star. This guy has been nominated for Junos. He's been playing music for a very long time. And his message is kind of a unique one of kind of combining Western blues with Eastern classical Hindu sounds from India. He's playing the Vogue Theater in April, I think it is. And this is the really surprising thing is that you go out and you talk to people, and sometimes people tell you that they play in bands, or they play guitar, or they write songs. Then you go home and you look them up, and it turns out they're just you know, just a guy with a MySpace, which is not to say they're not any good. It's just that, you know, they're a guy with a MySpace and not many people know about them. I just think it's kind of funny that I go to work in this very, I mean, people around the office call it really dry work, and it really is, but it's good. But, like, it's just, I just find it funny that my boss's brother is this, you know, this very accomplished musician. His name is Harry Manx, and, yeah, he's local. He's from around Salt Spring Island, and I found this video of him on YouTube doing a cover of The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, the song I'm on Fire. So this is him live in Waterloo, Ontario, in 2008 with a cigar box guitar that he made himself. This is Harry Manx. Hey, you're listening to Are You Aware Radio, music that has something to say, on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Marcus. I'm filling in for Christian and Fleur, who are away on extended holiday. Actually, Christian's working, so I don't know if that actually doesn't count as a holiday at all. What you just heard there was one of my... I'm very excited about this find. They're called Teen Days. Days not like days of the week, but days like what happens... What happens when you hit your head on a doorframe because you're really tall and then you wake up a few hours later and all the lights are off and you don't know where you are. That kind of days. Yeah, they're called Teen Days. They're local and they just released an EP in the wintertime of all times. And the EP is called Beach Dreams. And the sounds just really remind me of summer. I think it's just amazing. This stuff, it sounds like the Beach Boys and Jesus and Mary Chain. And it's just beautiful, lush, kind of echoey, reverby sounds. This guy's local, and he's been getting some attention on Pitchfork, which is always a good thing, I guess, if you're independent. And yeah, that EP was released in 2010, I think. There is a full-length album by Teen Days floating out there. It's called Another 4 Years, I think, and it's pretty good, but I think this Beach Dreams EP is really cool, very, very, really kind of like stuff that reminds me of the Beach Boys, beautiful melodies, very kind of a summery sound in the middle of winter, in all the rain and possibly snow, so that's great, you know, to listen to music that takes you there and feels appropriate, even though it's out of season. And before that, we had Harry Manx covering The Boss, I'm on Fire. It's getting close to 7:30 when I will be leaving you. Hope you've been enjoying our past hour together. I'm starting to get the hang of this whole radio thing, which is good because I'll be here for all the rest of January, filling in for Christian and Fleur. So here at Are You Aware Radio on CITR, what we try to do is we try to play music that has by bands that promote a message of social awareness and activism, that just means, you know, speaking up and having your voice heard and fighting for the things you believe in. And one band that does that is Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's one of my favorite bands. They've made a lot of albums, and yeah, just too many for you to expect that every song is good. But they've made a lot of albums, and they've had a very successful career, and they are a very good band that, you know, they're just old and experienced and good at what they do because they've been doing it for a very long time. In 2009, they released an album called Backspacer. I think it's one of their better albums. I think it's one of their best albums. And that album, Backspacer, in 2009, it was the first to reach number one in the U.S. since another album called No Code in 96. So that's like 13 years without reaching number one in the U.S., which for Pearl Jam, I guess, you know, I don't know. I've never reached number one in the U.S., and, you know, that it's no big deal to me, but I guess Pearl Jam, they were kind of maybe possibly itching for reaching number one. No Code from 1996, my favorite Pearl Jam album, I think, featuring definitely my favorite Pearl Jam song. And I want to play you a couple of Pearl Jam songs because they have... they've long been very active and very political at their shows, and they always speak up about what they believe in, and it might not be what I believe in, and it might not be what you believe in, but they believe in the political system, and they believe in speaking up and democracy, and that's a good thing. You might remember their radio hit Last Kiss from around, I guess it was maybe late 90s, 2000s. That's a cover of an old song, and, you know, they donated all the proceeds from that song to help refugees of the Kosovo War. They're also very active in the States with organizations such as Rock the Vote and Vote for Change, which try to engage voters. Because I guess not everyone votes, and that's a shame because we live in a democracy where things are built on that. Anyway, getting back to No Code 1996, I want to play you a couple of my favorite tracks off this album. First one is called In My Tree. It's my favorite Pearl Jam song of all time. And, you know, it's not a very common one. So hopefully I'm showing you something new, and I hope you like it. This is In My Tree by Pearl Jam.
Just stop.
Hey, so I just played you two Pearl Jam songs. The first one is called In My Tree, and the second one is Around the Bend. Both are from the album No Code, 1996. Around the Bend is the album closer, and I really love it because I feel like it's a really good album closer. It closes the album really well. If you get a chance to pick up a copy of the album, because I'm talking to you so much about it and how it's awesome and great, inside the album you will see there is kind of like one of those pockets, and inside there you can grab a bunch of not Polaroids, but I guess they're like small printed pictures of photographs that Eddie Vedder, I think Eddie Vedder took all of them. So the singer is also a photographer sometimes. But on the inside of No Code, the packaging, there is a picture, if I remember correctly, of the band sitting around in this, I guess it's a studio, but they've just filled it up to look like a living room, and there's carpets and drapes and candles all around. I might be making some of this, a little bit of this up, because it's from my memory, which is sometimes faulty. But I remember there's definitely lots of candles in there. And the point I'm trying to make is that last song you heard, Around the Bend, it feels to me like I'm sitting in Pearl Jam's living room and they're playing a song just for me. Sounds very live, very organic. And I think it's perfectly, or that picture perfectly encapsulates the song, or vice versa. I just love No Code. It's a great album. Buy it, really. Do that. You have been listening to Are You Aware Radio Music That Has Something to Say on CITR 101.9 FM. Bleak is here, and he's getting ready for his show at 7:30, Exquisite Corpse. I'm just going to play you one last song, and you're going to wonder, how am I going to play you one song when there's like 15 minutes left to go in the show? Well, the next band up is Iron Maiden. This is a band of really old dudes from long, long ago, way back in the 80s. So here at Are You Aware Radio, we try to focus on bands that promote social awareness and activism. And Iron Maiden is a band that does that. Clive Burr, their first drummer, he quit the band after three albums. And later in life, he got multiple sclerosis and is now wheelchair bound. And the band has put on a bunch of charity concerts to raise awareness surrounding multiple sclerosis, and also to help Clive Burr pay for his medical bills. But the band is not all about themselves. Even the manager, Rod Smallwood, he even pitches in for charity work. He makes, actually, a habit of getting together his music industry friends to ride bikes all over the world in places like, I think, Japan and Peru, and he's doing one in Egypt soon, or he might already have done it. I'm not 100% sure. He rides bikes around the world to raise funds for charities like Childline, which is a 24-hour counseling phone line for people 18 and under, and also to raise funds for Nordoff Robbins Music Therapy, which is, of course, a music therapy organization. The band auctions off items to help these causes and others. There's also Bruce Dickinson, a singer of Iron Maiden, who last year in 2010 participated in an album called 2 Minutes Silence. And that album featured just a lot of British celebrities being silent for 2 minutes to honor the British veterans and to help us, or help the Brits, remember what Remembrance Day is all about. If you ever get a chance to check out, Iron Maiden has a movie, a concert film documentary type thing called Flight 666. And it is a movie wherein Bruce Dickinson, the singer, who is also a licensed commercial pilot, he pilots the band around on the tour. He actually flies the band from city to city in a plane piloted by him, and then he plays a show every night. And that's their tour. And I just love that movie because it's filled with Iron Maiden playing their songs, which is, you know, pretty much all you need. But it also shows Iron Maiden, which is a huge band of like 7 or 8 people, just a bunch of old guys, I'm pretty sure they're all grandfathers, just really loving each other and loving playing music. And I think it's great because I see a lot of up-and-coming metal bands, they feel like they have to put on this this image, dark, angry, scary, whatever, what have you, anything. And Iron Maiden is just, they're fun, you know? They're like Halloween. They dress up like a ghost and no one's scared because it's just funny. And just a bunch of great dudes having a great time. And they're old and still rocking out, and that's hard to do. So I'm a big fan of Iron Maiden, and it helps because then I get to talk a lot and fill up the time. So I'll play you one last song, and it's a good one. I mean, if you're going to play Iron Maiden on the radio, there's really no choice. You have to play Rime of the Ancient Mariner. That's all from me, Marcus, and I'll see you next week, Thursday, 6 to 7:30 on Are You Aware Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM. This is Iron Maiden. We'll be right back.
was no blinking mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so? Yeah.
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey, fine listeners. You're listening to Canada's favorite radio show, Exquisite Corpse, on CITR 101.9, Vancouver. On your computer at CITR.ca, on your cable FM, if you still work that sort of thing, at 101.9, which is convenient sometimes, if you know how to do that. It's basically, well, I won't get into that. Or if you're listening to a podcast, you're getting that through our, you can go to CITR.ca and find them there. Maybe you're listening to that, to it that way. I don't know. Maybe you're listening to it in another form that I don't even know about. That would be interesting. But wherever you are, greetings tonight. We're back on our regular sort of schedule, and we're on a sort of countdown to 24 hours of radio art, which is a big event for this show and me particularly, as I participate in setting up a bunch of the lineup and participating in a few hours of it myself every year. It's a lot of fun. I encourage you to keep that in mind. Mark it on your calendar. January 17th is 24 hours of radio art on CITR. It's sound collage, audio art, and sound art in all its several forms. And there will be several different people. I've got a nice little lineup of people that want to do it this year. And Luke's been working on it too. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned, my friends. January 17th. 24 hours of radio art. In front of me now, Thomas Phillips and Jason Bivens, and a CD evidently called Blau from Dragon's Eye Recordings. And I don't know much about this yet, but it looks really interesting. And we're going to be listening to a track called Own Title Number 3. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but you know how it goes with me. So Tomas Phillips and Jason Bivens on Exquisite Corpse Radio.